I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A, and we're very happy to welcome back to our studios local singer-songwriter Toby Thomas Churchill. You may know him from the band The All Rights. You may know him from his project Starling of Athens that he's been doing recently, or you may just know him from his Toby Thomas Churchill stuff. Hi, Toby.
Hi.
Welcome. Oh, we should get you on the...
Yeah. Is this the interview mic? Oh, yeah. Oh, sounds like I'm...
There we go.
Hello, right. Hello.
Yeah, I have you maxed out here. There we
cool.
go. All right. So, Toby, welcome back. Great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be back.
And you are putting out your first album since Death, I believe. Your 2011, right? 2011
that is correct.
Album, Death. And the new one is called Where's My Room, Springa, Darling? And that's coming up. The release show is coming up Saturday at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth with Dosh. And it all starts at 10.
That's all true.
Great. I'm glad I got it all right.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited for the new album. I haven't heard the whole thing yet, just the single Football Sex, which is that you posted online. That's pretty darn good. So I'm excited to hear the rest of it. You just put it in my hands right now. What are you going to start off with here?
I'm going to start off with another track off the new record called Bad People. Yeah, generally these songs are really big and played with a whole band, but I'm just going to do these little stripped down version here for you.
All right. This is Toby Thomas Churchill from his new album, Where Is My Room, Springa, Darling? And we are going to hear the album version of Bad People here on KUMD. That is Toby Thomas Churchill from his new album, Where's My Room, Springa, Darling? And I think we are ready to go. And let me just make sure we have... All right. I wish and we are going to...
ask me a question.
Yeah, let's just chat a little bit here, Toby, while we figure out the headphone situation.
I love it.
So, first of all, I love the title of the album. will you explain where that came from?
Yeah, I think it is sort of a tagline for a midlife crisis is kind of what I was thinking. I don't need it. Yeah. That's all I have to say about that.
So Rumspringa is the Amish...
Right. I don't know why I picked them particularly. It certainly had nothing to do with the Amish. It seemed like kind of a desperate-sounding, longing, sort of yet a little funny title, which I kind of tend to dabble in all those things when I write, so it just felt good.
Because that's kind of the time where they're allowed to cut loose and figure out if they
want
to.
Right, and I envision it being somebody who... that time is long past, and they might wonder... Once they've settled into suburbia, where's the fire? Where's the fire gone, Christine? They wonder.
So is that something that you were thinking about for yourself?
Or? Well, I think that that's probably true of just about everybody on the planet. So I thought it probably rang true.
Okay. And the sound is a little bit different than what you've done in the past. You released the first single, Football Sex, and a little more electronic, a little more, I mean, you're still playing guitar.
Yeah,
and
you
such,
know, stuff that I liked, I just, you know, every album I set out on ends up being different from, which was true of the All Rights, and I think will always be true. Who knows what the next thing I might be, just record me banging rocks in a cave and singing vocals over that. I mean, that might be my next record. I don't know. So if there is a next record.
And since the last time you were here, you had a project in between called Starling of Athens.
I did and do.
And it's a project for your atheist songs. Is that correct?
That is correct. Am I saying that correctly? It had dawned on me that lots of artists sprinkle in that their atheist beliefs into their music. Flaming Lips comes to mind and lots of other folks. But I realized that nobody else seemed to be just doing that entirely. So I thought, I'll do that. So the side project is just me and a guitar, and all the songs are atheist inspired. Usually it's not too, you know, grumpy or anything. It's more just, you know, tongue-in-cheek and humorous, but clearly that's what the agenda is. There's no mistake when you hear any of the material.
So how did you arrive at that? And it's kind of interesting because listening to some of the songs, you obviously have a familiarity with various religions.
Yeah, sure.
So it's not that you're choosing this stance with no knowledge of what you might be rejecting, it seems like. And it's kind of interesting how you incorporate them into the songs.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're going to be taken even remotely seriously, you'd have to know, you know. It would be, you know, no different maybe than a born-again Christian who knows nothing about the world or other religions to profess to believe so deeply if they, you know, are uninformed. So, yeah, it's a subject that's really close to my heart my whole life, sort of the ridiculousness of religion for the most part.
Was it something that you arrived at, or did you always feel that way?
I always felt that way. I mean, pretty much as long as I could think, you know, question things. I'm thinking like 12 years old, 13, had pretty much began the track of, man, some of this sounds kind of fishy. And here we are today.
And you still perform, did you do an album with Starling of Athens?
No.
But you did some songs.
I've done some songs. I've posted some stuff. What I think I'm going to do is do a little just videos at home from the computer, really lo-fi style, and post them. I think after this week here, I'm going to start doing that. So that the idea being there that people might share them. You know, maybe a better chance if it's a little video. Yeah, I don't know. So I'll have that going while I have the Toby stuff going. And
well, and there's always, especially in that project, there's always a great sense of humor to what you do. That seems kind of
important
to you, you know, a way of, that you express yourself.
Right. Yes, true. I appreciate that.
But so back to the current project. So it's been a few years since you released your other solo album. It looks like you worked with the same guy that you worked on with Death, Ben Durant, who somebody that last time you were here, you were mentioning that you just really kind of click with him. He's somebody that
he
gets you.
That remains true. Right, right. I think that the relationships you make out there in your field, whatever that might be, it's still kind of a rare thing when you hook up with somebody who you really feel knows their job, you know, and that job happens to work really well with what you're doing. And so I feel lucky that I hooked up with Ben. It's not like, you know, neither of us are probably going to name our babies after each other, but, you know, he's definitely my friend, but professionally it just was one of those great fits that you run into once in a blue moon, I think.
Mm-hmm. So you worked with him again. You made the album down in the Twin Cities?
Yes, at his studio, Crazy Beast.
Okay. And I see some familiar names on here. Now, last time you were here, you were still kind of, the All Rights were still sort of doing stuff, but they are long apart now. But I see that Danny Cosgrove.
Oh, yes. Danny will always be doing, if I'm doing records when I'm 60, which I mm-hmm. hope not. In fact, if I am, please kill me. But Danny would be there. He's my partner. He's my partner in crime. So he'll always participate in whatever I'm doing musically.
And anybody else that you worked with last time as well?
Let's see. Well, the same guy mastered it, Huntley Miller, who is now Grammy Award winner Huntley Miller. So, you know, that always sounds good. And he definitely helped it sound good. Happy to have him again. Dosh is a new face, I guess, or sound. He did some stuff on one of the tracks with me, and he's going to perform at the show, which is pretty exciting. He's a guy who knows his crazy music-looped craft very well, and so it's exciting to have him involved.
Okay. Well, let's hear another song, and which one do you want to do?
I'm going to do Naked Dream Girls. That sounded funny. Okay, everybody, let's just try to...
And I would just like to point out that your previous album, you know, it had a lot of, you know, you had a song about your mom, about your dad, about your brother, and this one has songs like Football, Sex, and Naked Dream Girls.
Right, well, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek, a little humor to try to actually sort of, you know, get the listener to recalibrate on some really serious subjects, but if you just come out and say the thing, it's often kind of an eye roller, so I go this way. Good?
One of your naked dream girls from the internet. She's got a grenade. She's got to fight the death machine.
Toby Thomas Churchill, live from Studio A. So what inspired that one?
It's funny explaining them again, and then it makes it seem kind of corny or whatever, but hopefully the song does the opposite. But just the pornography culture, how sort of ubiquitous it is. I mean, it's just everywhere and saturated. And it's, you know, being a male, you know, to a degree, I indict myself in the song at one point a bit too. But just primarily that it's pretty sad and, you know, kind of gross. You wonder about the lives of a lot of the gals come to mind. I guess a good way to sort of get at what I mean is I wonder how many extremely feminine 20-year-old blonde girls are going at it if a guy or a camera isn't around. I'm guessing not many. So I think it's about that mostly. So, yeah.
All right. And tell me about the rest of the album. You're going to do one more, right?
Yeah, yeah. I sure hope to dial in some phones on this one, though, I got to tell you. But can I talk and...
Tell me... Sure. Yep. Oh, that's
stuff?
Right. That's right.
I'm
going to
rock
gonna
a different
that.
Thing here.
All right. If you can juggle,
I can do both.
The task. And
it's a
the,
party. Don't be afraid. We're going to make it. Okay. So what was the question?
So tell me about the rest of the songs and putting them all together for this album. And last time, you know, it sounded like you had a ton of stuff ready to go. You didn't even have to cut out that much. How about this time? Did you have...
You know what? What happened was very early on, actually, Football Sex was the first song that really got fleshed out. And after hearing it, I thought to myself, this is really good. I want to make this the bar that I'm going to try to hit with every song. So I actually had a couple of songs that I scrapped and just started again, and basically every song, maybe save one, I totally wrote with the studio completely in mind. What could I achieve sonically, as opposed to coming in with a song written on guitar and trying to make it work? I just kind of went bananas and tried a bunch of different things. So it was fun. I mean, I'm ready to go. You know, I'm all greased up now. I think Bjork said once that as soon as you're done making an album, you're like really ready to make an album, you know, so like I could go back tomorrow and probably make Rumspringa 2 in a month, but that's not going to happen, Christine. But anyways, so it was exciting to do.
Well, that's great. And you know, a few minutes ago you said, oh, I hope I'm not doing this when I'm 60.
Right.
So tell me about that. Like why do you not envision yourself doing that?
You know, that just seems, you know, unless I'm doing some crazy, like, I don't know what, some crazy, extremely avant-garde, it's got to be very futuristic. What's the year going to be by then? Like, I don't know, we'll say 5,000. You know, otherwise, if I'm doing something similar, just trying to get a next record out, that just makes me break out in hives. It seems too old. I think that if I'm still an artist at that time, I would hope I was doing something more interesting, like film or performance, or something that seemed a little more appropriate for age, you know. I don't know.
So,
I don't know what I'm talking about.
So,
Christine,
do you think you have a choice about being an artist or not, or is it just something that?
Well, it's something that
that's what I wonder about. Like, are you going to be able to stop, Toby?
Right. I mean, I am through and through to the core. I don't know how I would live without being an artist, but at the same time, not to get too serious here, but at the same time, I think it is difficult to put as much as I do. I mean, basically every time I go up to the plate, I'm trying to write the Great American Album, you know, the Great American Novel, whatever it is, the Great American 3-minute goofy video on YouTube, whatever it is. So it takes so much energy and kind of soul power that I almost envision having to need to have enough of a response soon to make it feasible to continue. Because it's killing me, Christine. It's killing me inside. I'm only half serious. So, I mean, who knows, though? You know, every year is different, and maybe I'll have a different opinion. My brain, I'm sure, will just continue to dupe me into continuing to be an artist in one shape or another. I don't know.
Well, and it's something that comes up a lot because, you know, if you are doing it not as your main profession and you're trying to fit it into the rest of your life, it does take up a lot of time. But without that creative outlet, it seems like, you know, some people just need that creative outlet. Even
yeah,
though
I don't, I'd be miserable without it. But mm-hmm. Again, I don't, the amount of life energy that goes into producing what I do, it seems like I would just need more time if I'm going to continue to attempt to raise the bar every time, which mm-hmm. is my goal always. You know, I don't want to ever just plateau. So the idea of plateauing scares me, and so I just hope I have enough energy as I go forward to continue to climb.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I wonder if I could get some headphones that are actually functional. What about even yours, Christine, once we get it rolling? Seriously.
Sure. Because
I need to get this playback to do this one.
You know what? Here's what we're going to do. We are going to... is there another song on here
yes,
that we could
please,
play?
Yes, please. I would love to. See, this is what I want to do anyways. I want to come in, play the songs off of No Worries, and just talk. I love it. Let me see here. How about... Let's lay track 3 on them called You Know We Did.
We're going to play another one from Toby Thomas Churchill's new album, and then we're going to come back and chat a little bit more and hear another one live. This is live from Studio A.
Check.
Rock the food.
103.3 KUMD. That's another one from Toby Thomas Churchill's new one, Where Is My Rumspringa, Darling. And we are going to do one more tune with Toby here. And what's this one?
This one's called Kiefer.
Kiefer. All right, from the album. Let's hear it. That is Toby Thomas Churchill live from Studio A. Thank you so much, Toby.
You're welcome.
In his robot voice. And so you have the release for the album coming up this Saturday, November 8th at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth, 10 o'clock, Dosh opening up. And what are your plans after that? Are you going to do more shows around the album?
Yeah, there'll be a release. I don't know which mic I'm on here anymore, so... I'm going to have a release in Minneapolis at the Ice House Sunday night, November 30th. Dosh will be around for that too. And we might have Channy from Polisa drop by and do some stuff. Yeah, so that'll be something. We'll all have Ebola in 6 months, so just whatever.
You'll have what?
We'll all have Ebola in 6 months.
Ebola, so. Okay. Oh, and when we do, you'll write a song about it, I hope.
Sure, if I can stand or sit.
You were speaking earlier about videos, and you recently kind of had a casting call, not casting call, but
yeah,
a call
yeah.
to get people doing the football sex video, and it sounds like it's going to be something. When can we expect to see that?
I'm hoping by the end of the year, around thereabouts. I'll just say that it will definitely be memorable, the video. The theme we've chosen is Yeah.
And do you come up with kind of the idea
for it?
Oh, yes.
I'm a control maniac. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a very fleshed out idea, and I approached a filmmaker friend of mine, Jacob Swanson, to jump on board. I told him the idea, and he's like, let's do it.
And you've been doing videos for a little while. I believe there's one of you being interviewed by a five-year-old or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that one's fun.
Making the rounds. What got you started on doing videos?
I think filmmakers. Just filmmakers I love. One particular artist who I just saw live, which was one of the greatest nights of my life, Miranda July. I saw her at the Walker in Minneapolis, and I ended up being part of the performance. The radio blew up earlier, and I dropped the headphones on the mic. All that stuff, whatever. Miranda July kissed me on the cheek as part of the performance, so who cares? Anyway, so people like that got me wanting to do other things as an artist. So,
So that inspires you when you see people that are kind of doing.
Yeah,
it
just you know what? I feel like there's other things that I want to do and say, and other ways I want to do and say them artistically. So I expect to continue to do a lot of that in the future, even when I'm 60 potentially. So
all right, well, I hope so, because I think a lot of us here in this area really enjoy your creativity. So
thank you.
We hope you continue to find ways to share it with us. All right, thank you so much, Toby.
Thank you.
That is Toby Thomas Churchill, live from Studio A. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Rick McLean and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.